What's up, everyone? Not the best weekend for me. The Lakers lost. Now they're like one game away from being swept. And I would say, you know, LeBron's old, but I just don't believe that. I just see the other teammates not doing what they're supposed to be doing and not living up to their paychecks, pretty much. But hey, you know, that's something else. My weekend, though, was pretty good. Even though Trell left, he was gone, I got to spend quite a bit of time with Jordan. We went to the school. My back was hurting quite a bit after. It was about 2 hours when he left. He got something to eat, or we got something to eat. Came back and went another couple hours. It was pretty good. Don't get a lot of chances to do that a lot. It's just mostly a timing thing. Kids have kid things that they want to do. Life, things at home, whatever the case may be. But I try to at least set that time aside for them, even though it doesn't work out all the time. I think even spending just a little bit of time means a lot, especially when they want that direction, or just looking for the time that they miss. I mean, kids have a lot of responsibilities just as much as parents do, just because of school and them being a kid and growing up doing, you know, doing their daily thing. But yeah, I also did a little bit of work, mowed the lawn. I didn't do all of it. I think I did like two or three passes. And then before Terrell left, he finished it up for me. It was pretty cool. And then I weed-eated the driveway and around the yard and everything. So, looked pretty good. My wife started to plant flowers and vegetables, fruits, and stuff like that. So, it's starting to look pretty good. I know once you get some all out of the smaller planters and put in the big box planting areas that we have, she'll be pretty happy about it. And then after that, it's just watering and watching, weeding it, and doing the other things. I'm pretty excited though for the strawberries, because I love strawberries, and it doesn't really take much, at least it hasn't from what I've noticed already. It doesn't take much to have an area designated for strawberries, and the cool thing is the very next year they come right back and they spread out. So, you know, if you have, you know, a big area just for strawberries, you don't really ever have to worry about the coming years, as long as you know take care of the areas and, you know, take out the weeds and make sure there's nothing else growing in there. I don't even think we have to add any dirt or any other nutrients. It's just water and go. That's actually pretty cool, because some of the plants that, you know, that you can grow, especially during winter, you don't really have to do anything with it, because they stay dormant, you know, during the winter and then start growing whenever the weather starts getting better. I think it's pretty cool. I don't really have the knowledge on, you know, the planting and durations and the things you have to do. I just know that when my wife starts to, you know, get into it, I'm just happy that she's, I'm just happy that she's excited about it. I'm happy that she loves to get her hands dirty and watch the fruit of her labors. And, I mean, I know it takes a while, and I know there's a lot more to it than just grabbing things and, you know, planting them. There's a lot more planning. There's a lot of watering, sitting and waiting. It's worth it, though. It's really worth it. But I'm pretty tired. I gotta get to bed. Y'all have a good weekend. Let me know what you did this weekend. Yeah. Have fun.